This is an Aero News Touch and Go with Aviation News in Brief for February 11th. I'm Paul Plack. The NTSB is sending three investigators to assist the government of Ireland as it investigates the crash of an airliner yesterday morning. An $11 billion program for search and rescue helicopter services in the UK has been dumped after the winning contractor admitted irregularities in the bidding process. About 500 employees of Continental Airlines in the Houston area may soon find themselves on the unemployment line as a result of the merger with United. FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt testified Tuesday before a subcommittee of the House Transportation Committee as the long FAA reauthorization process began once again. NBAA President Ed Bolin and GAMA President Pete Bunce stressed to the subcommittee the importance of continually modernizing the nation's air transportation system as part of creating more jobs and expanding the economy. The subcommittee also heard from the Airline Pilots Association, which called for Congress to quickly move a strong FAA reauthorization bill. The newly released National Security Space Strategy emphasizes the need for a healthy space industrial base. The Aerospace Industries Association is very happy to hear that. NASA was among the participants in a seminar Tuesday to create awareness among United Nations member states on potential uses for the International Space Station. Airbus claims to have developed a revolutionary new stowage compartment design that saves weight and provides more room for passengers in an airliner. And a baggage handler for U.S. Airways was briefly locked in the baggage compartment of an Embraer regional jet. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Jim Campbell talks with Sherry White about gas ballooning at the championship level. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.